Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
And that was lovely Audrey, and Audrey is co-hosting along with Ed Stoven. How you doing, guy?
Never better.
I know, and we have a lovely co-host as well, a guest, a celebrity guest.
Mm-hmm. We brought her in. We love having her. She's one of our board members, Nicole Honstead. Thanks for coming in.
Hold on a sec. We got to turn her on there, Max Aroni. Okay, try it again. Go ahead, pull the mic up. You can do whatever you want with it. There you go.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, well, be careful.
Fancy,
now.
Huh?
Don't be doing like Audrey does. I have to take her away from it all the time. Okay. And you're the secretary to San Diego Off-Road Coalition. But I guess what's really more prestigious than anything is you ran the 2017 Rebel Rally, which is going on, I think, as we speak.
Yes, correct. It is.
And you positioned...
In the lower ranks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Which, you know, it's
a really hard competition.
You were a finisher.
You finished, though.
That's important because some people break off a wheel and they, you know, they go home early.
Well, how many vehicles start? You know, how many vehicles? What's the percentage of don't finish?
So
do you have any idea?
In my year, I think there was only two vehicles that,
that didn't finish. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's still, you're not driving down Highway 80.
No,
okay.
Definitely not.
Yeah. What vehicle did you drive?
We drove the 2017 Rubicon Recon.
Oh, so Jeep gave you a vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
You know what that means, Audrey.
Hopefully we can call on Jeep to give us something this
year. So they gave you
2021.
One. Yeah, they gave you one before, mm-hmm. so they would be more apt. Do you know who the people were you talked to at Jeep?
I do.
Then we will talk, and we will get you, I'm thinking, the pickup.
The Gladiator? Gladiator would be nice.
Diesel?
Be a nice,
I would totally.
Diesel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Diesel, turbo diesel.
We can store more items in the back of it,
well,
so we can have extra fuel.
All the gear can
and
be
all the rocks that you pick up and put in your pocket, you can put them in the bed of the truck.
Yes.
Kind of remind me of I Love Lucy. Of course, you've never seen that movie, have you?
I have.
The long, 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 long trailer where she put all the boulders in the bottom cabinets of the trailer because she just was collecting them and didn't tell Desi Arnaz, and he's going up through the mountains and all the boulders are shifting to the left and to the right, and she was in the back cooking breakfast.
I have not seen that actual episode.
You have to Google it. You'll laugh so hard you won't be able to stand it.
I pick rocks up and put them in, and my husband throwing them out the other door.
Well,
this is legit caused us one of our marriage problems. Is me getting home and not having a rock that I picked up and was there, and I'm like, "Where's my rock?"
Well, it's funny you should say that. So I get home from dinner last night with my wife and her girlfriend, and she goes, "Yeah, you see all those rocks over there?" I go, "Yeah, well, I'm gonna go get them and put them on our creek bed." So those aren't your rocks? She goes, they won't even miss them.
They won't have a clue.
Because they're getting ready to put a house down, and they mm-hmm. have spent $1 million trying to remove granite boulders that we tried mm-hmm. to tell them were there.
Yep.
So, but there's rocks everywhere. But anyway, enough of that. So
sorry.
What's going on?
We digress.
What's going on today?
Oh, we've got a few things going on. One, we would like to just announce that OW, Ocotillo Wells, is open for camping. That we did talk last week in regards to about 10 days ago now, 11 days ago now, uh-huh. the Naval Air Military Ape crashed.
I was
going
to say, what the hell is that? Ed Stoven, sound effects.
Yes, unfortunately, they had an in-air...
mishap.
Fuel training mishap. They were getting fueled by the C-130, and unfortunately something happened mid-air. And
I got to tell you, I've watched a lot of film footage of that operation, you know, fueling a very, 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 very fast airplane with a very, very, very slow gas truck.
Yes.
And I'm literally shocked. What about you, Ed, that nothing has ever happened in the past or that we're aware of?
We don't know, but it's amazing. It's a thoroughbred and a Clydesdale.
I'm telling you, and you got to hit this little tiny hole, you know, with the fueling hose goes into the jet. I mean, but the good news, everybody walked away.
Everybody walked away. There was some minor injury.
Slight limp, but they still walked away.
Yeah.
We lost a F-35 stealth fighter.
Chump change. It's only a couple bucks.
Just about $100 million, I think.
I think it's more than that.
Well, they're out every day. They have to work with state parks to clean up their mess. So they're out every day.
The government is cleaning it up?
The Navy's out there. The military's out there every day.
The recruits?
There's a 1 mile fenced off area, a little over 1 mile fenced off area. So be aware of that if you are going to go out and go to Ocotillo Wells, that you have to steer clear of that area. There's MPs out there. They're not going to let you get close to it.
They don't want you to take a souvenir.
We don't want anybody out there taking a souvenir. Oh, we don't need the bad reputation. Yeah. Please behave yourself.
I wonder if there's
yourself.
A hole in the ground where the plane hit.
I'm so excited to go look.
Well, they're not going to fill the hole. They're not going to spend the money to fill the hole, so you'll probably be able to see it. And it probably won't be a hole per se.
Yeah.
It'll be more of a ch-ch-ch-ch, you know, like skipping a rock across the pond.
I don't know. The video of it,
well, let me
it
ask
came
you
down,
this.
It looked like it just
stopped. How hard
is
the ground out there?
Hard.
You've fallen a couple times out there.
Unfortunately, yes, I can say that
I have experience.
And it hurts.
I think more than
hurts really, really, really bad.
She keeps a three-wheeler on wheels.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty difficult, too. Especially when I'm following you and you're taking me on a special.
Well,
follow me through here.
Yeah, and you're going 9 million miles an hour.
I can hear screaming over the engine.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, Nicole, best way into radio is stick your finger up and let us know you do want to talk. Otherwise, these two will talk for an hour and a half, and you just came to visit.
Okay. Feel free to jump in at any time.
Yeah, this is about as scripted as warm jello, okay?
Yes.
So, and the key here, because by the way, folks, Nicole's never been on radio before, so we're breaking her in the hard way. Just imagine we're at your house, we're sitting in the family room, and the only thing missing are a couple of beers, okay? So just feel relaxed. There's no, I always tell everybody? Nobody's listening.
Yeah. I don't say that.
50,000 watts.
I know, we're in one of the larger radio stations.
Duh.
I feel honored by KCBQ. Yeah. We're a 50,000 watt station, and I really hope somebody's
And we go
listening.
All the way to LA and all the way to the Mexican border, and I don't know how far inland. I can hear it in Alpine, so I don't know how much farther inland we go, but...
All the way to Boulevard, I believe. I lose you as I drop down into the valley, and I don't know if I pick you back up because at that point I'm listening to my downloaded
music. I don't think so either. But so back to, so the main thing we want you to get from us last little episode was stay away from the crash scene.
Yes, out at Ocotillo Wells.
That
it's
makes
next
it
to
easier.
The training camp, so it's off of
well,
State
don't
Route
be
22.
Telling them where it is.
Well, yeah, we need to let them know where it is, well, so they know where they gotta.
You don't go here.
Yeah,
Holly
don't
Road,
go to Holly
which is
Road,
the smooth road from seven from. S2?
S22.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, by
the
training
area.
If you're gonna go, take your SDORC sticker off your vehicle.
Oh, just put duct tape over it. Yeah.
Well, that's
that's what I do.
That'll do the trick. All right, so you know, hopefully that doesn't. You know, deter from people going once they clean the mess up.
No, Ocotillo Wells is huge, and there you can still go to the training track. You can still have fun out there. Yeah, we're just asking you to please, be respectful, be aware of the situation of what's going out there. Curiosity. We don't need it to kill the cat this time.
Absolutely.
Well, if you try to find the place, you're going to run into somebody from the military with a uniform
and
a firearm.
They are not.
And they will suggest you.
And they're not
go
as
a different
soft
direction.
As city police.
No.
The Ocotillo Wells Rangers.
Either
nice
way,
people.
You cross the line, you'll probably get tased.
But Ocotillo Wells is open for camping, so you can go camping out there.
Is the weather starting to turn?
It's beautiful out there right now. Today
Did
is
you
an
go?
Absolutely
Did you
gorgeous
just come
perfect
back?
Day. No, my Jeep is still broke down. My truck's not done yet either, but my transfer case, we just got called last night. My transfer case is ready, so hopefully next weekend for Operation Desert Fun, Cal 4-Wheel puts
Where do you
that
get your transfer
there.
Case done at?
Rebel Performance is doing my transfer case
Jeez,
right now.
Sounds like an advertiser. Or a potential.
Potential. Yeah, we can see. We'll see. They're costing me a lot of money. Maybe they can pay me back.
Well, we could always do radio trade.
We do need to talk about one of our potential sponsor, one of our sponsors. We got Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee has paid for his airtime, so we will be doing a commercial for him when we come back on the next one.
Are you gonna do it when you come back?
Yeah, when we come back on the next segment, okay. And then I'll wrap up with him too.
So stay away from the crash site. That's number one. What else you got?
Well, ODF is this weekend. That's going to be out at Ocotillo Wells. Operation Desert Fun is by Cal 4-Wheel. So that's on the other side of the obstacle grounds.
And what is it? What's that all about?
Cal 4-Wheel, they're a nonprofit. This, the majority of these, they've been doing this, 19 years, I think? 18 or 19 years, I believe. I don't think it's reached 20 yet. But Cal 4-Wheel has been putting this on for many years. They're a nonprofit. The majority of this funds, they split
it with Cal 4-Wheel. And who else, Audrey?
The Paralyzed Veterans of America San Diego chapter.
Gotcha.
So, they're helping out our paralyzed veterans. We get a lot of Wounded Warriors out there. Yep. That's another organization as well. But they split the costs, and they're all about getting wounded veterans out there and making sure that they have a good time.
Showing them that they can be capable of doing off-road.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? I did it last year on my three-wheeler.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Oh, I bet
it was a lot of fun.
Went with the buggies.
It's a great time. It's a family
event. So do you know the hours?
It's a great organization.
You know the hours?
Get there early Saturday.
That's going to be next week on Saturday. You get there about 8 a.m., start the course and have fun. You spend the whole day out there.
So we meet up at the Blue Inn, right?
Yep, the Blue Inn off of the 78 side near San Felipe Wash. And that's going to be where they start at. And they go out of the Blue Inn Resort there. And
There'll be groups going. So if you're a hardcore Jeeper, a group of hardcore Jeeps will do one loop. If you're a softer core four-wheeler, there'll be a different loop. So there'll be a variety of loops. So they'll fit you into the group of people, and you'll have a smaller group that you'll go out in the desert and explore with.
If you brought a car and you just wanted to ride with somebody, do they allow other people to go for rides?
They're all about opening
up. I'm sure we could find a seat for you.
Well, I'm just saying, for people that are thinking about buying a Jeep. I've got somebody that's thinking about buying one right now, and I says, what are you going to do with it? She goes, what do you mean? I'm going to drive it. Well, I know you're going to drive it, but are you planning on going off-road? She says, no, because I don't know how.
No, this is a good event to go out. There's a lot of newbies. There's a lot of greenies out there.
You can rent side-by-sides for the day. It's kind of expensive, but considering how much they cost.
What are they, a couple? Yeah. 300?
It's more like 800. Yeah. That is kind of pricey, but you can spend the whole day driving the thing around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's a few, you can rent ATVs, but if you don't know what you're doing, you probably shouldn't.
Yeah, because if you're going to ride an ATV, you better be geared up. You got to get the helmet.
I used to think if you got a car from Turo, you could get a Jeep. They have a lot of Jeeps. You could take it out there, but in their fine print, they say no off-roading.
Right. Oh, no. Yeah.
So
I don't think my fine print ever says that. But yeah, so that sounds like do you have a website in case people want to nose around?
Yeah, you can go to Cal 4-Wheel's website. You can go to Operation Desert Fun. You can Google just Operation Desert Fun San Diego.
That's probably
and it will pull. Yeah, it'll pull it up if you just Google Operation Desert Fun. It's a great organization.
Are you going?
We are. Well, if my Jeep gets done this week, which hopefully my Jeep will be done this week, my transfer case, we get to pick it up tomorrow.
Now, do you drive it out or do you tow it out?
No, we'll drive it out.
You are hardcore.
Yeah, we'll just go camping for the night too. We'll throw everything in the back and
it's a two-door little Jeep.
I was going to say
it's taller than it is wide.
I know.
I got a 94
and
YJ.
They put all their stuff in it for two people to camp.
Oh yeah, fits everything and an easy up, no problem. Strap it down to the.
That's right.
Yep, I got the spare tire on the back and I just strap it down to that. Yep, got the tent, got the cots, got my pee tent.
Looks like the Beverly Hillbillies.
With granny sitting.
The only thing's missing is the rocking chair.
The
yeah, right.
No, hey, I got the rocking
the
chair, too.
You ought to throw that up there.
They have a folding rocking chair. That's funny.
Why does none of this surprise me? All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, there's a whole lot more of S-D-O-R-C Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right. right, folks. Hey, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
And this segment is brought to you by Wayne Miller Tires out in lovely Santee. Yeah. Anything tire related, Wayne is the man. Everything from little tires to really big tires.
Yep. You could be broken down anywhere in the county, and he is mobile. He will come out to your rig, whether you're on a job site, whether you're in a big rig, whatever you've got, he'll fix and replace your tire for
you. Or if you're even stuck in the desert, you know, and you've got a tire that's blown, I would assume if you called him and gave him the size of the tire, he'd probably bring you a tire.
That is correct, but that would only be a Monday through Friday thing. He does not work on the weekends.
Oh, please. We're going to have to change that. That's just not any fun at all. All right, we got a very special guest in the house. I'll let you introduce her.
Yes, our Secretary of San Diego Off-Road Coalition, Nicole.
Hi, guys.
And Nicole is a very accomplished off-roader. She was in the Rebel, 2017 Rebel. Now, is that the only Rebel you've ever been in?
Yes.
Except you're coming up, we're going to do the 2021.
Yep, that's the plan.
The SDORC Dirt Radio. Rebel rally, and hopefully we're going to get ourselves a Jeep Gladiator, so we'll work, because you got to stay with the brand that got you there, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
And they would really, really appreciate it, and we'll give them more in 2021 than you gave them in 2020, because we'll do radio, we'll do KUSI TV, so we'll put you on the map. All right, Ms. Radio Host.
We have, I would like to discuss the very upsetting California Coastal Commission meeting that just happened.
When was that?
It was this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Wednesday was opening up. They talked statements. They discussed different things. They talked about recommendations that were given to them. Thursday and Friday, it was opened up for public comments. I was registered to speak on Thursday. I tuned in. I was at work, so I had to take a long lunch for it. One of my friends was listening in too, so he listened for the first half of the morning. He told me when I needed to log in and raised my hand to speak when they opened it up to public comments, which was at 10:45 in the morning. So I logged in real quick to my Zoom meeting, opened it up, raised my hand to speak, and it looks like they had already had lined out who their speakers were, and the hand was stacked against us. When you registered for the meeting, you had to put who you were, you had to put what you were registering for, and you had to put basically what your comments were going to be. If you were for OHV or you were against OHV. And it seemed like the cards were stacked against us for speakers. It seemed like they had anti-OHV, 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 and then a pro-OHV speaker. And this was for public comments, and so it was open to the public.
Limited public.
Yeah. If you can, we had Karen Sooty, who is the president of Friends of Oceano Dunes' wife. She is a very elegant speaker. She went on.
But she got
she,
in?
She got on, and she did a PowerPoint presentation for them. One of the previous commissioners, Peter Douglas, one of the original executive directors, commented, because this has been an ongoing issue facing Oceano Dunes for 20 plus years. Mm-hmm. And this video of Peter Douglas speaking to the commission, he himself being a commissioner, she played it to the commission. It speaks volumes. And so we have that clip. We have that. And I wanted to play it for everybody to hear. So this was the original California Coastal Commission.
How long is it?
It's 1:20.
Okay. So put your headphones on if you want to
hear it. Yeah, if you want to hear it, you can put your headphones on.
I'd like to hear it.
All right, hold on a second. Well, here. I'll do it. Here. Yep. More headphones.
We can go ahead and play that clip.
So hold on a second, because I want to hear it too. Let me
find. Yeah.
Okay, I got my headphone on.
Yeah, so this is Peter Douglas, who was an original California Coastal Commissioner himself, speaking to the California Coastal Commission.
And when did he do this?
Back in the day? Yes, this is back in the day.
Okay. So go ahead, Max, go ahead and hit the go button.
Oceana Dunes was set aside by the legislature as an off-highway vehicle recreation area. This commission has no jurisdiction to change that. If the residents of Oceana and others want to terminate this use, your solution, your remedy is to go to Sacramento and get the law changed. This commission can't do that. When the commission dealt with the limited development in 1982 and approved the permit for a kiosk and some other limited uses, it did indicate at that time that there ought to be an alternative entryway that needs to be studied and provided. The commission at that time imposed some other conditions. The problem was that the commission at that time and the commission now really doesn't have the ability to enforce a lot of those conditions, because if you really push to the point of seeking enforcement through a court, which is what it may take, you have no legal representation. The Attorney General cannot represent this commission because the Attorney General also represents the Department of Parks and Recreation.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So she played it for him again this last week.
Yep.
Okay. And then?
And it spoke volumes. I mean, you don't get a response back from the commissioners, and they immediately move on to the next the next speaker and the next person who has a presentation. So, it's not a back and forth, unfortunately. And even after hearing that, it seems like the commission is still stacked against us.
So to a deaf ear, basically.
Oh, yeah, basically on deaf ears. The commissioners, after we got to do our portion of the public comments and everything, they opened it up and they said how they felt about it. And we've tried to give them the benefit of the doubt. You know, in the past, we have had commissioners that have been pro OHV and they're trying to help us out. Last year, the commissioners, gave us the 1 year and basically didn't listen to their staff's recommendations.
And are these the same commissioners?
Same commissioners, a couple of new ones that are on there, but it's basically the same commissioners. Okay. There are two new commissioners that are on there, though. Escalante spoke very eloquently, and when she did, it was just not in our favor and stacked against us. And again, I think that they're not looking at the actual scientific data. They're going off of their scientific advisory group's recommendations, which is stacked against us. They're still holding on to invalidated data, because they didn't start actually testing for the PM and for the actual what they've been calling silica dust for the last 20 years. That's that they're saying is part of the bad air and that has caused all of this off of the dunes, is the silica dust off of the dunes. When in all actuality, they actually started testing for that. UCSD did. UCSD just came out with their recommendations for what they've compiled and the data that they have been compiling for the last few years on it. And it's 100%.
The script study.
Yeah. The script study out on the NEPA.
They said Mesa. That it's about 20% sand. They were claiming it was 100% sand dust.
Yeah.
And that most of the what's actually blowing is organic. It's either organic or it's salt.
Yeah.
Are the two compounds, which are both
nitrates,
not
the soil. It was comprised of over eight.
Yeah, like dried seaweed blowing. Yeah.
And what is the commission's response to that?
Again, it's falling on deaf ears. They're not listening to UCSD. They're basically not recognizing it as actual viable data.
Can they
for
be
them.
Sued?
It's falling
in lines
with it. I mean, we just
Friends
gave...
of Oceana Dunes has sued them.
Okay.
And they won.
And they won.
And they need to sue them again.
We're going to have to. They're ready to go. Yeah.
Good.
We just had our organization, Corva, just donated money. SDRC, Tierra del Sol, 4x4 Club just gave money. Gen Ride just auctioned off parts of their number one Jeep that they've raced King of the Hammers. They won King of the Hammers with and everything. They auctioned it off to give money to friends so that they can file another lawsuit for this.
Come on, somebody out there with a lot of money, you need to help. If you've ever been to the desert, ever been to the mountains, ever been to Pismo Beach, help. Help, help. But don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Socialism has not worked any place in this world.
FM 96.1
North County.
And we're running down the aisle towards it.
AM 1170 The Answer.
KCBQ.
San Diego.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he's healthy and in very good shape as he prepares to return to the campaign trail. Following his COVID-19 diagnosis, Mr. Trump will be at a rally tomorrow in Florida. One of the main medical advisors to the British government warning that country is at a tipping point in its battle against the pandemic, one day before Prime Minister Boris Johnson set to announce fresh lockdown restrictions for virus hotspots.
The Chancellor has put in place an unprecedented package of support. This is a good safety net for those individuals, but we understand that it will be very difficult for them. The winter is going to be a very challenging one. We can't promise to protect every job or every business.
UK Community Secretary Robert Jenrick says the Chancellor is investing more money in training and apprenticeships.
But for young people who are being particularly hard hit, we're also, of course, launching the Kickstart program, which is going to support hundreds of thousands of people, I hope, across the country to get that first job and get going again, despite the economic circumstances we find ourselves in.
UK has experienced Europe's deadliest outbreak with more than 42,000 deaths. Also at townhall.com, Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett will tell senators that courts should not try to make policy, leaving those decisions to the political branches of the government. That's the word from a copy of her opening remarks. Senate Judiciary Committee hearings set to begin tomorrow. Huge business deal reported in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia's National Commercial Bank says it will purchase rival lender Samba Financial Group for $14.8 billion. That would create the biggest bank in the kingdom. The bank would control some $223 billion in assets. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code HEALTH.
Join the San Diego Regional East County Chamber of Commerce for Politics in Paradise on Thursday, October 15th at the Water Conservation Garden on the campus of Cuyamaca College in Rancho San Diego. This is your opportunity to safely engage and interact with local, state, and federal candidates such as Amar Campanajar, Daryl Issa, Randy Vopel, and more. Plus, enjoy food and beverages from local vendors. Social distancing and safety guidelines will be followed, so please wear a mask. Purchase your tickets at eastcountychamber.org. That's eastcountychamber.org.
America is in chaos. Social unrest in America is challenging our country's very soul. What can be done to reverse the chaos? Three prominent voices join together to expose the root causes and to offer a solution. Talk show host Dennis Prager.
I was certain you could only brainwash a people in a dictatorship. And I was wrong. We live in a free country and people are brainwashed.
pastor and radio broadcaster Jack Hibbs.
At what point will we stand up and speak up and preserve our nation?
And Portland talk show host Dorjean Rice.
Is this a Black Lives Matter protest that actually reflects the majority of African Americans? And my answer would be no.
The Social Unrest in America video exposes the perfect storm of events that threaten to dismantle and cancel our culture.
Watch Social Unrest in America. Visit theanswersandiego.com, promo code San Diego as one word to receive a 20% discount. That's theanswersandiego.com, promo code San Diego as one word for 20% off.
This is Michael Medved. Radio programs like mine have been talking about November's election for months now because the outcome is sure to shape our nation's future. The choice isn't just between the values of two candidates, but about the values our government must defend and advance. Make sure you're registered to vote and prepared, whether at your polling place or by absentee ballot. This election is too important. Every American, every patriot needs to vote.
FM 96.1 North County
and AM 1170 San Diego, The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Very good. Audrey's got an assistant.
Perfect.
No, Ed, you're not doing it. Trust me.
Don't worry.
You're out of the box.
I just like to watch.
The segment's brought to you by Miller Tire out in lovely Santee. Any yes. tire issue you have, Miller's the man.
Wayne Miller. Tire.
All you got to do is call that boy up. He'll come out, hook you up no matter what you're driving. He is totally equipped from everything from the little cars all the way to the big rigs. So if you need tire assistance of any kind, his professionally trained team can take care of all of your tire needs. Go to WayneMillerTire.com.
That's a good question.
But I bet if you Google WayneMillerTire.com, see, we'll have to have an ad sheet put together so the guy, he can put all the bullet points as to what he does at Wayne Miller Tire. But just Google Wayne Miller Tire and you'll be just absolutely hunky-dory. All right, Audrey, what else you got as she's banging away on her computer?
It was an awesome lead-in for us as we are all about preserving our natural environment here at SDORC while off-roading. We are switching it over to legislation that we have. Our wonderful Governor Newsom has done some executive orders in the last week and a half to 2 weeks here. I would like to hand it over to Ed so we can talk about Governor Newsom's new executive orders.
Thanks, Audrey. Yeah, at SDRC, we watch state legislation and action by the governor and state agencies.
Like a hawk.
We keep an eye on stuff, and we employ a state lobbyist. Kathy Lynch is wonderful, and she really steers us the right way to supporting and opposing appropriate measures up there. So Governor Newsom last week made an executive order to fight climate change, and part of that is that he wants to set aside 30% of the land and the water in the state for conservation by the year 2030. So if you've been listening and watching our stuff, we were opposing a bill this last year called AB 3030. And it was almost the same thing as what the governor did in his executive order. Now, if the governor could have sat tight, all the contents of AB 3030 would have gone through this coming legislative season, this next year. And what happened last year is just there was a logjam of bills. Too many bills were coming down the pipe, and there wasn't enough time to process all of them.
And then COVID hit.
And yeah, that was because of COVID. Right. And it also had some costs. And with the state being kind of underfunded because of COVID, and the legislative cycle was so disrupted that bill died before it got to the governor's office. So the governor made this executive order, and now we were discussing it. Our lobby group had a phone call last week. So the organizations that support her, the American Sand Association, the California Off-Road Vehicle Association, and San Diego Off-Road Coalition. So the three groups and the lobbyists, we had an hour and a half phone call talking about the upcoming legislative cycle, because it begins December 7th for the 2021 year. And we think that Newsom is setting the stage on a national level by doing this, because he's trying to get ready to do a run on presidency in 4 years.
Yeah,
we think that if President Trump wins,
right,
and we get him another 4 years, that will set Newsom up for a run at the Democratic nomination.
Tell me prior to saying that, so I don't laugh out loud on air.
Well, we're just looking at strategy.
But you're probably right.
I mean,
well, at least, hey, in 4 years, you know what? I'm all for it. Get him out of California.
Well, you got a point there.
But that's another story.
But they'll replace him.
So he's just decided he's going to make his negative mark again.
Yeah. So this is Nancy Pelosi's nephew, I believe.
Yep.
So if you like green, then Newsom is your guy. So this bill that came last year, a lot of the state is already preserved. We have wilderness. We have areas of environmental. There's lots of ways, lots of land is preserved. But this bill didn't really say exactly what constitutes preserved. Like, are existing uses going to be continued to be allowed in there? And they did
just
some changes
pass
to the bill.
It and we'll tell you afterwards.
Yeah, that's what we don't want.
That's their trend.
We want the language to say that existing uses shall be recognized.
Right.
That's what we want.
Grandfathered
had in it that existing uses may be continued. They use the word may, and that's tough because that also means may not.
That's discretionary.
It's very precarious.
And we don't want them to have... So we opposed the bill, and we were happy that it died. We thought it would come back next year, but now it's already an executive order.
Which you can't do anything about.
So, no, there's nothing
he's really upset the legislators because he reached around and he did something that he shouldn't have done, because basically, you know, this is a bipartisan thing. It doesn't matter whether you're Democrat, doesn't matter whether you're Republican.
This has
to do with the land and the use of the land in the state of California and what's going to happen to it. And with his executive order, he went around the legislators.
They're not happy with it.
They're not happy with him. But you don't do that. There's things in place for it and reasons why it goes through
the
legislation.
We have legislators
so,
for
so
a
it
reason.
It can go through the appropriations committees. It can go through the resources committee and everybody. We make sure that the proper inputs he really stepped on some toes with this. And more than likely, it's going to come around as legislation.
Well, you know what's going to have to happen is what he wants to happen is going to have to get paid for. And the legislators, they decide where the money gets
paid. Yeah, they have the purse strings.
So they've got the purse strings, and they're going to be able to fund or not fund. So he could make this grand executive order, and then it'll never happen because they won't give him the money.
Yep.
So we'll have to see how that goes. And we can have some say. With our lobbyist and our lobby group, we can have a little bit of say on how money gets spent, but not a lot. But when the budget's getting worked on, we can talk to the right people and say, could you please not fund this?
Right.
I mean,
and
look,
here's
what,
a,
look what,
yeah.
what he did to you, and right. that, look what it's doing to us, and we just don't like it.
And if you want to call his office, 916-445-2841.
Yep.
916-445-2841. 2841. Be polite, because you're not going to be talking to him directly. Be polite. Tell him you're in so many words that this is not acceptable. This is not something that you want, and hang up.
So if he does answer, it's okay to not be
polite. Oh, chair him a new one, dude. That guy wouldn't. I bet you got to go through 12 phone call or phone people to get through. Hey, let's take a quick break. Are we going to do legislation? Because it looks like
I got a couple more things.
Yeah, yeah, we'll do that when we get back right here on SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, this is for Audrey. Hold on a second, folks. She likes drag racing, believe it or not.
Top alcohol? Yeah, it's got to be alcohol.
Actually, it's a fuel alter.
It's an alter?
Yeah. Ah, you're listening to San Diego Off-Road Coalition Dirt Radio on FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
And we've got all kinds of folks in the house. We got Audrey, we got Ed, and Nicole. Nicole was a participant in the 2017 Rebel Rally, and we're going to do a segment on Rebel, and yeah, she's going to help fill us in on what it's like out there to be just you, your partner, a map, and the stars.
Yeah, that's currently going on. We'll talk about it in a little bit.
So, Ed, got some more really negative, you know, political. You're such a negative.
There is good and there's bad.
Yeah,
there is not.
Good
I bet
and
there's
it's
not.
Bad because we're all about preserving the natural environment.
And
we want to keep it.
Yeah, we still want the desert to be there.
Well, that's the only positive. We want it to be natural and primitive. So, you know, we kind of agree, but at the same time, we're not to that extent.
Don't these politicians have children? Good Lord. Anyway, so what else you got, Ed?
Okay, so we're going to run our bill again that we ran last year, and we were asked.
And what bill is that, just for people that tuned in?
It was AB 2761, and we call it reciprocity. And don't bother with the number unless you want to read the fine language, because it will come back as a different number next year.
Oh, well, of course.
Okay. And so what happened is Arizona started a law that says that if Californians come into Arizona with their off-road vehicles, they need to buy off Arizona registration.
So it's like a $35 tag, I believe. It's either $25 or $35.
So if you were to drive your car into Arizona, they would recognize your California driver's license
and bill you,
and you'd be fine. You could drive in with a California driver's license.
Gotcha.
You can drive, but they don't recognize that with your off-road license.
Yeah.
And a state senator in Arizona found out that California was charging people to go to the dunes, Imperial Sand Dunes, Glamis.
Yeah.
So he thought, oh, we're going to screw back California.
Right.
Now, he doesn't know that the dunes is a federal area and that everybody pays to go there.
Not just California. Everybody pays the same fee.
Everybody has to buy that pass.
So Arizona did that. And then Nevada went ahead and did the same thing. And then Utah recently passed the same bill. So if you take your off-road vehicle to any of those three states, you need to get their state registration. So what we're doing is we're doing a bill called reciprocity, which means that if they bring their vehicles into California, they need to get a California registration.
Sure.
Right? Because California, right now we recognize other states' registration. They can bring it in and, oh, you have an Arizona registration, you're fine.
Is the state of California behind this?
We think it's going to pass. We withdrew it during the year because COVID asked everybody to withdraw bills that weren't essential. So we said, okay, we'll withdraw it and we'll bring it back next year. So we think it's going to fly. It's going to be fun. So we're going to run that again. There's another bill. Last year it was SB 1024. It almost made it through the logjam. And right at the end, there just wasn't enough time to pass it. And what that bill did was to make it so that starting in the year 2022, racing motorcycles and ATVs will be able to get registrations to go on public land. Now, what the problem is the Air Resources Board is not allowing those vehicles to go on public land because of emissions. So the pure racing people, not the recreation people, but the pure racing people still want to be able to have racing vehicles and practice on public land.
Mm-hmm.
So this bill will say, if you have a racing license from a real racing sanctioning body and you have that license on you, you can take a new bike and go out and practice.
Gotcha.
So we're supporting that bill. We didn't start the bill. We didn't write it. Another mm-hmm. group wrote it. So we're just supporting it. And then last year there were two Carnegie bills, and we think they may come back again. Now, so Carnegie is a state vehicular recreation area like Ocotillo Wells, Hungry Valley, Hollister Hills, and it's a place mostly motorcycles like, but there's some four-wheel drive trails out there.
Carnegie was huge back in the day. Like
they have hill climb competitions because they have
one of the steepest hills out there. And back in the day, back in the 70s and 80s, when you were getting big into dirt bikes, Carnegie was the place. You were nobody unless you went to Carnegie and you shot the hill at Carnegie.
Mm. Yeah. So I've heard of Carnegie.
So there was two bills. Now Carnegie, there's a state vehicular recreation area. And then the land next to it was purchased to expand the park. It was purchased, I forget, 10 or 20 years ago. And it was purchased from a neighbor of the park. Right. And it's not that big. It maybe will double it's not a very big park, so it might double the size of the park. Well, there's a guy who lives nearby who has it out for the park and doesn't want this expansion area to be opened for recreation. And what's really funny is he is the guy... He's the son of the guy who sold the land to the state. And this guy, he's a very bright man. He's a trial lawyer, and he understands the legal system. So he's gone to his state senator, probably donated some money to the campaign fund.
Sure.
Because you know how that goes. Mm-hmm. And there's two bills that went against the park. One of them said that it will have the state sell the expansion land only to a local agency or nonprofit organization to use the park or land as an open space preserve. Mm-hmm. There was another bill that just said the whole place, Carnegie State Vehicular Recreation Area, will be conserved it will just be conserved.
Right. So it won't
be
used.
So the whole thing will close and it'll just be. So those two bills ran. And they both didn't make it last year. Again, there was problems with the legislature. Sure. So we're looking out for these bills, and we're going to be actively. These two Carnegie bills are going to be on our front line.
And they'll be under different numbers.
They'll have different numbers. I didn't even bring the numbers.
Right. No, I'm just saying they'll be different.
They'll have new numbers. And probably by February, we'll know exactly what all the bills are. Later February is the bill deadline, and all the bills will be submitted. So we'll review all the bills, and we'll know what we're looking at. And by the way, the federal government bills can be introduced anytime throughout the year, and it's just an ongoing thing. But in the state, they have a very specific calendar.
They
begin introducing December 7th, and they stop introducing around February 20th. And then they have steps as they go through. They go to committees and whatnot. So that is my legislative report.
Well, I tell you. But you know what? We really appreciate the fact that you hawk this as much as you do. Because this could almost be a full-time job just keeping on track of legislation. Am I right?
It could be. And, you know, with that and some of the other stuff, like we're looking at the railroad crossing.
Yeah.
We looked at we opened the document. Mm-hmm. They were going to do a study, a feasibility study. It's 270 pages. So how do you read that? And you know what's funny is 19 pages is the document, and the 240 pages is the appendices. So there's all these they study all kind of ramifications of an action. They look at air pollution. They look at plants and animals. They look at archaeological stuff. They look at economic. It goes on and on, everything they study. But it's very thorough. And in the end, they know what's going on.
Right. They know where they want it to go. And it's written accordingly.
Yeah. So
Audrey, do we want to talk railroad?
I'm really thankful for Ed and our legislative coalition, because I hear things like the legislation for the climate change and preserving 30% of our land by 2030. And that legislation, 3030, that really upset me. I was like, I didn't understand the language in the bill. I really felt that it was against a lot of my beliefs, because I'm a hunter. I go out and I go hunting. I go fishing. I go out. I'm an outdoorsman. And so it really concerned me for that aspect of it. And then hearing some of, you know, the ones that I learn from and who I look up to, and hearing Bob Hamm, who's been a part of American Sand Association and a Corva member for many years, and hearing his input of it.
50 years ago.
Wow. Are you serious?
Corva is 50 years old, and Bob was there when it started.
Just hearing that legendary man speak in regards to this legislation and his interpretation of it really calmed me down. And I'm like, man, I'm naive. I have no idea what's going on. I was really upset about it. And I was ready to just jump on our coalition and be like, what's going on? What do we do? How can we? And I was like, oh, well, he laid out some really valid points about how, you know, we are already doing, California already meets a lot of it. All of our our state vehicular recreational areas, we have to have, we have to meet so many requirements to be able to stay open that we already are above and beyond.
I was going to say above and beyond that 30%.
So we can wrap up our SVRAs and we can hand it over to the legislators in a bow saying, well, here's your 1% already. You know, 1% of the land in California is for state vehicular recreation.
Your money, save your breath.
Yeah, we already have it here. We already meet and exceed your requirements for this. And so we can work hand in hand with it.
But wouldn't you like to end that with, and it's good that you've done your homework?
Yeah. Yes, because if I were to just be a hothead and not and just jump on it with my first initial feelings, which seems to be what, you know, our other half does, you know, and not actually responsibly look at what's going on and doing further research into it. You know, I'm learning a lot from it. So yeah.
We can't send Nicole. She's a redhead. And you know how those redheads are.
She's the calmest redhead I know.
Is she really?
We're pretty fiery when we want to.
I was just going to say, $20 says they've never fired you
up.
Put her
in a vehicle.
Well, we will next year for the Rebel Rally 2021.
Yeah, put her in a competition.
And we're looking for advertisers for that and radio. So if you want to help keep this show on air, folks, you need to go to storc.org. And just, we don't care anything from a penny to a million.
Yes.
Anything we can do
donate,
to keep this.
Become a member, $25.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Annual membership.
Yeah.
Donate money if you're financially able to. It all goes to keeping us paying for our lobbyists, paying for, you know, we just donated $5,000 to Friends of Oceana Dunes to file a new lawsuit.
Yep.
So we're very active in it. Do we have a segment?
We have a break in about a minute.
Okay, we've got a minute. So we were going to come back and talk about the Glamis study, and Ed kind of opened it up to that one already, too. We've got they recently released the draft study. We've been waiting for that to come out. So on October 8th, they released the draft study. They listed out 4 potential crossing areas for the railroad of what they're going to do. It does look like that they're looking at going over the tracks, and it looks like it's going to cost us less money.
They have 4 alternatives, and 3 go over and 1 goes under, and they have cost estimates. So there's one right next to Highway 78,
which
is
awesome.
Expensive, $34 million.
To do what?
To build a place for off-road vehicles to cross railroad tracks. So that's one of them.
I want that contract.
The second one is about 100 yards south of 78. It's another one that goes over the tracks, about $12 million. And that one is actually the preferred alternative.
I want that contract too.
Okay. Yeah. The next one is over the tracks around Wash 10, over the tracks. So they'd build up a big thing. And then the last one would be under the tracks, an underpass. That would be about $10 million.
Yeah.
And that's not a favorite. I thought that would be the top one.
Well,
and
I
that
thought
one's
so
not,
too.
That one's not the
oh,
favorite.
Oh, there you go,
no,
being logical
see,
again.
I was thinking that they were going to be reusing Wash 10 and what
no,
was open
no,
before.
No,
but
yeah,
that's not at all what they are.
You can't make any money reusing something.
You
want
to go over the train track? You have to stop and wait for the train. Why would you want to just go under whenever you can?
Oh, there you go,
being
logical.
So what I'm envisioning is
300-car train to slowly go by.
Yeah.
Somebody's uncle is on that contract. But we're going to take a quick break when we
or
come
nephew.
Back. And are we going to talk Rebel, or are we going to talk to Ed some more? Are you going to put her in the last segment?
We've got a couple more things to talk about, yeah.
So you can put her in the last segment? Yeah. All right, folks, you're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Yeah. All right, folks. Welcome back. You are listening to FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, and there's Audrey and Ed and Nicole, and we're all in here, man, trying to inform you of what in the world is going on. So Governor Newsom's number is 916-445-2841. Call him Monday. Tell him that you want him to quit messing with our deserts, our beaches, our mountains, our trails. Be polite and hang up. All right.
Tell him to tell the California Coastal Commission to back off Oceana
really?
Dunes.
Jeez, if you want to get reelected.
Thing. They don't have the authority to be doing what they're doing.
That's
it
right.
has been stated by one of their own commission members.
That's
yet,
right.
There they are trying doing to shut it down and close it anyway.
I looked up the visitor numbers for Oceano Dunes. And out of all 280 state parks, they were number 9. And out of the off-road vehicle state parks, they were number 1.
And now, how many people?
Little Oceano Dunes has more visitors than huge Ocotillo Wells.
Wow.
Ocotillo Wells is down to about 800,000 to 900,000 visits a year. Oceano Dunes had 1.4 million visits.
Those could be votes.
A couple years ago.
Those could be votes.
That's a lot of votes.
That's a lot of votes.
God. So you think they would look at, like, well, what do the masses want? What do the people want? It's only a few square miles.
Yeah,
and
what do
these
they
people
care?
Are going nuts over yeah. it.
Jeez. Yeah. All right, so I'm totally blown away by the railroad crossings. I mean,
yeah,
instead of going the route of the least resistance, let's reinvent the wheel.
You know, but it's not reinventing the wheel. It wouldn't take too much for them to create an opening to go up and over the tracks. I foresee it just like it's going to be a car crossing. You know, they're going to put in the big flashing lights
with the,
and,
with the
and
bar
the
come
arm
down.
That
with
comes
the arm
down.
Up and down.
Yeah,
but $30 million.
Yes, because there's
well,
the car
the one. That's
one.
Right
that's
on
the legal
the,
78.
That's right on 78.
And then you're gonna be in just a little bit inwards, and you're gonna have the same exact thing next to the car, but it's
but,
gonna be
but
for
don't
off-road
worry,
vehicles.
That's not the preferred alternative. the preferred alternative is less money. So the if you go out from the map, it looks like it's 100 yards. South of 78,
mm-hmm.
so right over there by the Glamis store, it's an over.
Another
crossing.
Over,
yeah.
So it'd be over, and they're saying about $12 million.
Okay, $12 million.
Which is still a lot of money. And you know, to a person, it's yeah. a lot of money.
To a layman,
now if you actually work out a budget for this, and you say, okay, we have to pay these people prevailing mm-hmm. wage, mm-hmm. we have to get contractors, and we have to do a lot of stuff. You know, you can spend that kind of money, and it seems reasonable. I looked at the business plan for the Imperial Sand Dunes a few years ago and how they justified increasing the cost of the dune passes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I went to the meeting with the BLM people, and we carefully went over all the items in the budget, and it's like, that's what it cost. That's yep. They showed us this is where the
okay.
money comes
so
from.
Okay, so the breakdown made sense.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
how much it cost. And if you want to have good services out there, you're going to have to pay for it. And
yeah.
so, and some people, like me and my friends included, we don't want a lot of human stuff out there. We want to just go to a desolate place and have our own adventure. But the Imperial Sand Dunes is different. People, we need rescue buggies. We need police.
You need yeah. restrooms. You
we need,
need
bathrooms.
Water.
We need dumpsters. We'd prefer not to have dumpsters because now you got to pay to have the. We want people to take their trash home.
Yep.
We don't want to spend
$2.4
million a year to have a contractor take the trash out all the time.
Yeah.
We don't want that. We want people to take their trash home. You brought it there.
Definitely.
Why can't you take
tread lightly.
The empty containers home?
Yeah.
But so you got to pay for it. If we don't have it, there'll be trash in the dunes.
Oh, yeah.
If we don't
yeah.
have law enforcement, there'll be shootings and robberies and all kinds.
Oh, no. Yeah. People getting their buggies stolen.
If we don't supply a good place for people to cross the tracks, they're going to do it and they're going to get hurt or killed.
Right. And they'll have nobody to sue.
So yeah. I'm really thrilled that the Imperial County Transportation Commission is going forward with all this.
Yeah. This
I'm really
awesome
surprised
that they stepped
up. And I'm happy about it. I should write them a letter.
You should write them a letter.
And just thank them for doing this, because this is really important to us.
Well, you should, because we always write letters when we're angry, so let's write one.
It's easy to write one when you're mad.
Yeah, well, let's write one and thank them. That way they'll know that SDORC.org is a fair and equitable nonprofit. If it makes sense, we'll support you. If it doesn't make sense, we're going after you.
Dave, because that's how you get invited to the table.
You think? Yeah, if you're just negative, 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 and you don't do your homework, if you don't read, and no offense, but like Audrey said earlier, you know, when she first looked at that one proposal, she went ballistic. She was ready to tear heads off and, you know, do terrible things. And then all of a sudden, you know, she seen the errors of her ways because the person, what was his name?
Bob Hamm.
So when Bob Hamm sat her down and said, now, young lady, here's the real deal. Mm-hmm. And then it made sense and you were fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what he said? That the state vehicular recreation areas have more restrictions, have more things they have to do to keep open than all the other parks.
Right.
And if there's any piece of land that is well protected, it's the state vehicular recreation areas.
Right.
So we need to point that out to the governor and the legislature so that they will add us to the list of already preserved and not want to close it to preserve it.
I was going to say you should take Newsom out on one of the trails, but I don't think he'd go.
Put him in one of those Can-Am Mavericks
because then he knows you wouldn't bring him back, so he's not going.
It might mess up his hair.
He might have fun. You know,
he'd have to have an entourage.
You know, we took Brian Jones out there last year, the state senator. He loved it. He drove.
That's all you got to do.
And his son came and drove one, too. And they had a ball.
And I bet they own a couple right now. What do you want to bet?
I don't know.
It doesn't take much. But no, that's what you got to do. You know, especially these people that are so against off-roading. They've never been
to
off-roading.
Show them what it is.
Yeah.
Right. We don't hurt the environment, and we have a great time.
It's
a big desert, and there's some trails out there. We want to just drive down the trail.
Yeah, we want to. Camp Razor is another big one that goes on each year, and unfortunately, they had to cancel. It would have been a fun one because they usually host a concert and do the whole nine yards. So, also have other events coming up that we wanted to just lay out for you in case you're interested in going off-roading anytime soon. We did mention Operation Desert Fun is coming up next weekend at Ocotillo Wells. You can actually camp out at Ocotillo Wells now. Next weekend is also the Sand Sports Super Show and Off-Road Expo, which is going to be out at Arizona.
And our Cub reporter is going to be out there as a media.
Not at Sand Sports.
Oh, you're not doing that one?
No, I'm going to go to Operation Desert Fund. I should probably go to Sand Sports Super Show, but I'm not going to go to Sand Sports Super Show. I'm heartbroken that it's in Arizona and it's not in Costa Mesa at the fairgrounds this year. So I'm having a hard time with that one.
One weekend, lots of different events. You know, the desert season begins.
Yep.
Yeah,
you can't pick everything.
Around the corner?
No,
right,
October 1st. It's now. You can go out to Glamis.
Let's go to
you
the
can
desert.
Go camping out anywhere now. It's desert season. It's cooled off
the
enough.
And
well, we've got three of you. We'll split the three up. You all go to each event, come back, report.
Yeah, we totally could. I'm really excited for the following weekend after that. The Great American Challenge is back from Best in the Desert. It's one of the most well-known races. It's an international race as well. It's coming back in Blue Waters sponsoring it this year. So it's called the Blue Water American Challenge in Parker. And that's the following weekend, October 23rd and 24th. And I will be out at Parker for that one. I'm really excited for that. Best in the Desert Snore. Southern Nevada Off-Road is going on right now at a Prim. They're racing and battling the Battle of Prim right now. That's one of my favorites to go watch all the trophy trucks and stuff out there.
Snore.
Snore.
That's their acronym.
I think they like it personally.
Yeah, it is.
You don't want to
because you're not snoring
you
when you're at
camp
that event.
Next to them.
They went
get some sleep.
Yeah. Talking trophy trucks, we just had the big guys out pre-running the course, and they just came out and listed the course for the score Baja 1000.
Mm.
So the Baja 1000 is coming up, and they just released what the course is going to be for that. That's going to be in November. It's actually almost exactly a month away, though. So I'm excited about that. The Trail Hero is going on right now. Trail Hero is a big one. They're an organization. They're kind of like us. They're out of Utah. They're at Sand Hollow in Utah right now. They're a nonprofit put on by Utah's Four-Wheel Drive Association. That's they're almost like our Cal Four-Wheel, but it's Utah's version. It's Utah Four-Wheel Drive Association.
And they're huge.
They're huge. And Trail Hero is just absolutely fabulous. It's gone on this week. I think I mentioned it already, possibly. They start Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Wednesday is for mentally disabled, mentally challenged. You open up a spot in your vehicle for them. Thursday is for veterans. Friday is for both. If you open up your vehicle, you become Trail Hero. You get a metal emblem that you can weld onto your vehicle. It's pretty awesome.
Weld on your vehicle?
Yeah.
JB Weld.
Can't glue it?
I wouldn't.
A little duct tape. Double faced. That's what I put things together with.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to take a break.
Yep. And we're going to come back.
And the slot everybody has been waiting for.
We're closing it out with the Rebel going on.
That's right.
Now.
And
I'm
Nicole
so excited to talk about the Rebel.
Is going to be able to talk about it. She walked the walk, and now she's going to talk the talk. Right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, this segment, along with all the other ones, are brought to you by Wayne Miller Tire out in lovely Santee. Everything from a tiny tire to a big tire.
To tractor tires when you're big on the job
tire.
Site.
That's yep. Right. Anything you need done, fix, replace, repair, whatever it is, Wayne is the man. So. And when you do hook up with him, just thank him for his support of SDORC Dirt Radio.
Yeah, he usually donates a set of tires to us for our off-road fun run, the Lost Lizard off-road fun run. Unfortunately, we had to postpone it this year. So in lieu of that, he's
throwing some money at you.
Throwing some money at us for
well
the commercial airtime. So.
I might add.
Yeah.
All right. So let's, for no further ado, you want to introduce our guest? Our expert.
We have 2017 Rebel Rally.
In participant.
Nicole Honstad.
Hey, Nicole.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So I know you're depressed.
Because I'm not there.
Because you're not there this week.
Yep.
But we're going to work on that next year. So first off, tell us a little bit about the Rebel. What is it?
So I got to start off by saying that today I am wearing my 2017 Rebel Rally competitor's vest.
I like it.
And it's all in support of the Rebel Rally that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. It goes on from October 8th to October 17th. And it is 8 days of competition of women-only teams
right.
of a driver and navigator. It starts in Lake Tahoe, and then it traverses its way through the California and Nevada deserts all the way down to Glamis. And then it ends in Glamis, the final day, and then you head to San Diego for the awards gala. So today is, I believe, the second day of competition. They are on it's a transit day, and transit days mean that they are going from one base camp to another base camp. And so today they will probably be driving about 259 miles. They'll probably be following their road book, and they will be also having to use their compass and topo maps to find checkpoints. I think today they have 19 checkpoints today.
Oh, you got to go to a check. I hate checkpoints.
So it's
how do they know if you get to the checkpoint?
You're given longitude and latitude points.
Yeah. There's a few different ways.
Yeah.
You cannot use any GPS.
No
There's
GPS.
No electronic devices whatsoever. And you have to navigate to each of these checkpoints. And you get points for each of the checkpoints you make it to and how many you can hit.
And there's three different levels of the checkpoints. There's green, and that one is indicated by a green flag or maybe a member of the Rebel Rally.
I was going to say, is there somebody at the checkpoint
volunteer,
where they mark you
yes.
off?
Okay. So we have score sheets. We have a GPS tracker that we can't see our GPS, but when we press a button, it tracks our location or our pins. So when you get to your checkpoint, you press a button on this tracker, and it will mark your
location. And it's also in the event you do break down or have, heaven forbid, an accident, they can find you.
You can definitely use the emergency beacon button. And but then there's
penalties?
Removed from the competition.
I was going to say if you
ask for aid. So you can press the pin and just stay where you are until the next morning, which is what we had to do in the last Rebel when we were stuck in a dunes bowl. And the sun went down, and our vehicle wasn't equipped with off-road lights, so we couldn't see our way out of the sand bowl. So it wasn't until the morning when the sun came up, and that's when we were actually able to see a path out of there.
Gotcha.
So you couldn't drive out?
So we couldn't drive out.
Sit there
so
all night?
Her and I, we set up a little French bistro type type table with some chairs and used the jet boil and made some MREs for that evening. So it was nice. It was a beautiful night sitting on the dunes looking at the stars. So we made the best of it.
And I just want you folks to know she's eating MREs.
MREs.
Did but if she would have made it to the base camp, it's a Michelin 5-star chef that's cooking for these people. Don't feel bad for her.
Yeah, so definitely you are pampered once you get to base camp. Well, you're still sleeping in a tent. You have just a few amenities, a shower and a toilet, but they do feed you, and that's wonderful.
All right, so basically the end of the Rebel Rally, they just add up all your points from checkpoints.
So that's what I was saying about the checkpoints. The checkpoints are three different levels. There's the green level, which was marked by a flag. There's the blue level that's actually harder to see and harder to find because it's actually just a rebarb staked in the ground, maybe in a wash or maybe behind a bush. And it's painted, the little top is painted a little blue. So it's harder to see those. And then the last ones are the black checkpoints, which are marked by nothing. Nothing at all. So
how do you know? Oh,
as
long
as
you get there, you hit
the
button?
Right. So, you hit the button when you believe you're there, but it's all based on you marking your, on the topo maps using ruler, compass, and, and just knowing your location, marking your longitude and latitude in those points. But not only are you given longitude and latitude, there's some situations where you have to go from checkpoint one and then you have to take a heading. So a course, they give you a direction and then maybe a distance of how far you have to go at a certain specific heading. And you have to put into consideration mountains, boulders, rocks, washes that are going to be in your way as well.
You mean so it says go 4 miles that way, except there's a mountain and you're actually going to be 10 miles?
Right.
And so you have to figure out, you have to do the math in your head.
Exactly. Oh. There's a lot of math, especially as a navigator. It depends on if you have to you have to convert kilometers to miles if you don't have kilometers on your vehicle. So everything's done in kilometers during the competition. So I had to use a calculator a lot because we
your vehicle didn't have.
No, we just didn't know how to switch it before they blocked it off because it has GPS on it, so they have to block off the computer. So we had to have changed it before tech inspection, which we didn't do. So technically, I had to do all the calculations and conversions on the road. With the map.
How to push that panic button at the start finish line.
It's wonderful.
Don't get disqualified.
Why would you do that?
Because I don't like math. I'd still be out there.
Well, that's why you need a driver.
Around.
You need a navigator.
Oh, yeah, I could drive. That would be no problem.
You don't want to give up the meals.
So then, plunk along.
So yes, you plunk along about 259 miles. Like I believe today they're going from Death Valley to Cactus Flats. Today they're using
That's far. Yeah. I know Cactus Flats is.
Yeah, it's, yeah. So they're using a road book,
east side of Big
which
Bear.
Is also the road book is also used for the enduro parts of the competition. And enduro parts of the competition are you're giving a road book that gives you directions. You know, turn left here. See the the mountain on the right. Take a right. See two tires on the left, veer
turn left.
So at certain distances. So one, you have to calculate those distance, but the key thing is you have to maintain a certain speed. You cannot go over or under or you get docked penalty points.
Really?
Yes.
She was already warning me with my
oh, that's the enduro part.
We were all going to warn you, Audrey.
So I just was making sure. And that was one of our mistakes. It's a rookie mistake. It's like your first enduro. You're so excited. Yes, balls to the walls. You just foot on the floor. You're so excited and you're going too fast. And then you realize, oh, wait, we're at this checkpoint way too early. We need to slow down. And as a navigator, I have to be doing calculations and saying, uh-oh, we're going to hit the next bush or the next road book marker at a certain mile.
Yeah.
Mile marker, you know.
So on the, slower down.
So slower down, simmer down.
They give you a mile per hour average you're supposed to go?
So sometimes there is a sometimes. Speed limit. So, well, remember, it gets harder as the competition increases.
Each stage gets more and more difficult.
So, so probably at the beginning, there's some standards that we live by, 35 miles an hour on a single dirt track or something, And within those, it depends on what you're driving on, right? So there's kind of a standard speed limit that we know of. Let's see, what else?
Well, you have to do all of the repairs yourself.
So, what if you get stuck?
So they do offer a mechanics team. So that's for dire need.
Oh, but if you literally break down.
If you literally break down. But you have to be prepared. So you have to bring extra belts. You have to bring extra tires, extra tire plug set. I mean, you have to have...
Do you lose points when you bring the mechanic team in?
So if they have to do it, yes. But if you do it, because you can bring it into the mechanic shop and use their tools and fix it, and you don't lose points.
Okay, got it.
So, but if you say you broke down halfway through the run, you miss all those checkpoints. So, yes, you're going to be losing points in that case. So, or if you come back to base camp early, you're going to miss all those checkpoints.
Okay.
So that's definitely going to affect your standings. And speaking of standings, I was just looking, and some of my good friends are already in the top 10. So it's been really fun to watch.
Name out a few of them.
So Nina Barlow is one of them. Rachel Croft, Taylor Polly. Do you know these people?
I've interviewed quite a few of them this week.
Emmy Hall and Rebecca Donahue. I know you know them.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, my old teammate, which is Lynn Woodward in Sedona. They are also in the competition. They're in a Nissan Frontier.
Where's Jovina? What's Jovina's? She's driving a Ford Bronco Sport. Her and I can't remember the other girl. Ooh, that's not good.
Oh yeah, looking down.
Well, they've never been on this run before.
The Bronco Sport. I'm looking, and that's another thing. And when I was looking at the top vehicles right now, it's a 2020 Jeep JLU. It's a 2020 Rivian R1T, which is an electric vehicle. Which we didn't have any electric vehicles when I did the competition. So this is really cool to see that this one is in the top 10, or actually the top 5. The Lexus LX 570 2020 is also in the top running. We also have a 2020 Dodge Ram Power Wagon.
So I mean, all these Lexus great different can vehicles. Sponsor us. I'll try Porsche Cayenne. You could put me behind the wheel of basically
any. No, I'm going to hook.
We're gonna shoot for the Jeep Gladiator.
No, I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to hook you up with the McLaren. And if we can get it to go off road, we'll get you the car. All right, folks. I hope you enjoyed that show as much as we've enjoyed bringing it to you. If you want to help these folks out, go to sdorc.org for advertising dollars. Otherwise, this is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.